We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Good morning. It is day number two of me being on my own on the Q Morning Show. And yesterday, I'm going to be honest, yesterday was a bad day for me. Just wasn't a good day overall. I don't need to go into specifics. It just wasn't a good day. So this morning's morning motivation, I specifically went out and looked for this today. You'll have good days, bad days, overwhelming days, too tired days, I'm awesome days, I can't go on days, and every day you'll still show up. And here I am. I showed up today. You showed up today. Thanks for being here. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So Caitlin Clark will be coming to town. Iowa won their game last night, so Iowa is in the women's Final Four, featuring the greatest shooter in women's college basketball history. That's Caitlin Clark. They're going to play UConn on Friday night. NC State and South Carolina are also going to play on Friday night. So that's the Final Four. We think one of those teams are already in town, because this morning when I got to work, there's a huge Final Four tour bus parked outside of our studios this morning. And you don't see that every day. So I think it's going to get busy over the next few days. And as far as tickets go, well, they are available, but I don't think that you can get inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse right now for less than $500 per ticket at this point. And if you can afford that, great, but it's going to be on ESPN2. And if you want to be a part of the festivities in some way going on this week, there's going to be events, including Tourney Town, beginning Thursday at the Huntington Convention Center. That is running Thursday through Sunday, all day interactive events and games. It's going to be great for kids and the young hooper in your household, and it's all free. You can find out more about it. Destination Cleveland has a bunch of links on their website, or it's also at NCAA.com. The Q Morning Show.
The land starts their day with the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Why the hell are you so sad?
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Good to have you here. I'm taking the 30-day song challenge this month. What is that? You may have seen one of these on Instagram, TikTok. I found this on Pinterest. It's a challenge every day to choose a song, and I thought I'd do it on the show this month. So it's day number two. We're up to day number two of the 30-day song challenge. And today's challenge is a song that you like with a number in the title. And this one was a no-brainer for me. My song has four numbers in the title. Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. Good morning. I've received some complaint messages in the past 24 hours or so, and by email, by text, and I've responded to pretty much all of them. There's one that I haven't responded to yet, and I'm going to read it right now. And I wanted to read it on the air just in case someone else is feeling the same way. Like, if you're feeling the same way as this person. Here's how this message came in by text. Here it is. The show needs improvement. I went in with low expectations, knowing that this show is in transition. Bill needs coaching and a confidence booster. We don't need him or his sister bringing attention to how flustered he is. We can hear it. He's referring to the fact that I had my sister on the show. We were talking about how I took my sister to her first concert, No Doubt, and I mentioned to my sister that I was flustered on my first day of being by myself. The message continues, Morgan was clearly Bill's safety net. These things happen at work, and you need to be prepared to rise to the occasion. If he can't host the show on his own, I suggest finding something different for Bill. Oh, no. Something different. What a train wreck of a broadcast. All right. So I want to address some of that right here. Yes, you're 100% right. The show needs improvement. But I think that's what's missing right now. I think what is missing is pretty obvious. And it's not just Morgan being gone. It's the entire format of the show right now and the way that we've been doing things the past 2 years. It's going to sound different because it is different. The conversations are different. I'm going from talking to someone who I was comfortable with to feeling like I'm talking to myself, and it's an adjustment, and I'm not going to make the adjustment in one day. My timing is off right now. My whole vibe is off right now. I think I'm going to figure it out, but I'm going to need more than one show to get it right. And at the same time, there's a plan here, and the plan is in motion. So I'm really kind of much more focused on that. We should have an announcement within the next few weeks and then someone in place within the next month. And I am so, so very excited about it. I can't wait to tell you. So if you like the way that we were doing the show before, all I ask is that you don't judge the show too harshly of what you're hearing now during this transition period, because I am focused on rebuilding the show and getting us back to full strength very soon. I don't take you listening to the show for granted. I will never do that, because I know that if you don't like what you hear, you will go away. And all I'm asking is for a little more time to get it right. And in the meantime, jump on this train wreck. Come on, ride this train. All right. So that's group therapy for me this morning. We have to get to group therapy next for Olivia, because she has drinks scheduled on Thursday night with a guy. She's thinking about canceling drinks on Thursday. Find out why she wants group therapy next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
This time.
Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. I'm Bill Ryan. Let's do some group therapy. Basically, it's something that you're going through right now, something that is happening to you, something you want to discuss with someone or to get multiple opinions on. And the thing is, I don't know if I'm going to be very helpful, but we do have an army of listeners that are standing by and they can help as well. So let's go to Olivia in Lakewood. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting in touch with us. What's going on with you?
I'm just really, really tired and fed up of the online dating scene right now. It's so, so draining. I feel like I thought I figured it out. I thought I figured out, oh, this is how to do it. You know, I met this guy a few weeks ago. We've been chatting ever since. And I really felt like this guy was normal. And that's like a rare thing online.
To find a normal guy online dating?
Yeah, like he didn't have any red flags at all.
Okay.
Like nothing. And so after weeks of like chatting up with him and stuff, we agreed to, you know, meet up in person, and we're going to go have our first date this next Thursday. And it's really casual, just drinks, not even full dinner. And like, we both decided, yeah, we'll decide that in the moment, you know, if this is the right thing.
Right.
He's super nice. He's great.
So drinks this Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now I'm kind of freaking out, because in one of his more recent messages, and now he's done it at least twice, he's called me his girlfriend. It's making me freak out, because it feels like it's going too soon. Like, it makes me think that he thinks we're exclusive or something.
Okay, so let me make sure I got this. You guys have been chatting online. You met on the online dating app, but you guys haven't met in person yet?
Right.
And he is referring to you as his girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way he said it, he was like, I'm so excited to meet you on this app, and like, or meet you in real life from this app. so excited to finally delete the app and like be serious. And while that is true, it just, to me, it feels like a little bit, like a bit too early to say something like that. And the way he's dancing around it and the way that he's dropped this past week, like some of the verbiage that he's used, I'm like, okay, he really wants to be exclusive and he's already talking about it like I'm his girlfriend. And that makes me nervous now.
Yeah, it sounds like he's DTR'd, determined the relationship already, and you guys ain't even met in person yet.
Right.
Okay, so drinks on Thursday, are you still going to go?
Well, that's the thing, right? I don't know. I'm seriously thinking about canceling because it feels like it's way too soon. I mean, he's really, really nice, and we think a lot alike, I think.
Okay.
It's really just been this one thing.
All right. So Olivia in Lakewood, online dating, meets a guy online that she really likes. They're hitting it off. They decide to meet in person for the first time on Thursday. They have drinks. His messages the last few days have been a little concerning, where it seems like he's acting like they're together already and they haven't even met yet in person. Should Olivia still go through with his date? Let's start there. I don't know what to tell you. I'm kind of leaning that you should still see him, but let me see what everybody else says. 216-474-0104. Group therapy. It continues next on the Q Morning Show.
Lately, I've been thinking.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's group therapy this morning for Olivia in Lakewood, who has drinks scheduled for Thursday night with a guy that she's met online. And they haven't met in person yet. They've only been chatting online. The vibes have been good. So she's really been looking forward to Thursday night, except for the past few days. Now he's sending messages that have her a little concerned. Messages like, I'm so happy we're getting together and we delete this app now. They met on Bumble. And she's thinking, well, wait a second. Are we boyfriend and girlfriend yet? We haven't even met in person yet. We're just supposed to have drinks on Thursday. So Olivia's wondering, should I go through with this? I think she's actually going to make her decision based on what we all have to say. So we have calls on hold right now. Let's go to Marissa in Cleveland first. Marissa, what advice would you have for Olivia?
I'm telling Olivia to trust her gut. You know, it's kind of odd. They've never met. It's a good thing, you know, her wanting to do this with him.
Oh, and we lost Marissa, but I think Marissa was saying trust your gut and saying don't go out with this guy on Thursday. That's Marissa's advice. Justine is listening in Cleveland Heights. Justine, good morning.
Good morning. I can't believe I actually got through. But I am going to say, Melissa, I agree with trust your gut, but I think it's really important to stay open and just to go. Absolutely. What's the worst thing that can happen is you meet him in person and you're like, nah, there's no vibe here. It's not going to work out. But I would definitely go. No question about it.
Yes. Meet him there where you're going to have drinks.
Sure.
Don't let him pick you up. I don't know if anybody even does that anymore. Do they? On dates, I don't think guys don't pick up girls anymore on dates, right?
No.
I don't think so either.
Everybody knows where you live.
Yeah, everybody takes an Uber and meet where you're supposed to meet. Justine, where are you off to this morning? What are we keeping you from?
I'm at the gym, and I'm missing my workout. And I remember calling radio stations like back in the day, and you would never get through. It was always busy. Do they even have busy signals anymore?
No. Well, every phone was lit up this morning. So I'm glad I'm glad you called and got in. What workout do you have this morning?
So I'm going to go running right now.
Okay.
It's raining, but I'm going to go running. I'm going to do my weights, and then I'm going to go to work.
Thank you, Justine. I appreciate you calling in. Have a great workout.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Olivia, good luck.
Thank you very much. Marie's listening in Akron. Marie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
Okay, so I think that your advice is right along where I am. What do you think that Olivia should do about Thursday?
I think she should still go because you never want to be left wondering, oh, what if that could have worked out? I mean, the vibes up to this point have been great. And I think you should at least give him a chance. And if it still feels a little off, then no harm, no foul. At least you tried.
I think
at least he's hopeful, you know? It's kind of nice to know that he's hopeful.
I think I agree with you 100%. Because, yes, I do think it's the messages that he's been sending, I think that is a little bit of a red flag. But at the same time, he might be a little overexcited about meeting Olivia for the first time in person. And I think that sometimes tone on texts or however they're messaging using the Bumble app, I think they can be misconstrued. And so if you actually meet in person, he might be such a wonderful guy. If you've already think that up to this point that this is a great guy, when you go out with him and meet him for the first time, he could totally overwhelm you with how great he is. And then all of a sudden you forget about those texts that he sent. At least give him that shot. You agree with me there?
I agree fully.
Like I think that sometimes you have to meet in person in order to figure out what the person is all about. Don't judge somebody just by a few texts that they sent.
Definitely. You can't really judge someone fully through text.
Right. But don't let him pick you up. Absolutely meet him.
Yeah, no, agreed.
And have an escape plan. Whatever the
out the window.
Yeah, whatever the escape. Jump out the window. That's your escape plan? I was going to just say have a friend call you and get you out of there. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bay.
This ain't Texas.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's find out who's playing today. I know we have Amanda in Painesville, a graduate of Menor High. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be taking on Kate in Olmsted Falls, who graduated from North Olmsted High School. Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, ladies, both of you know how to play?
Yes. Yep.
Name is your buzzer. Best of five wins Battle of the Burbs. Here is question number one. If you are ordering a Blizzard, you're ordering from what restaurant?
Amanda.
Kate.
Amanda.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen is correct. Amanda leads 1-0. Question number two. Oh, the Places You'll Go is a book written by what author?
Kate.
Amanda.
Kate.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is correct. We are tied at one. Question number three. Iowa won last night, so they're going to be in the women's Final Four this weekend at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. What is the name of the star player on Iowa?
Kate. Amanda.
Kate.
It's Caitlin. Do I need to know her last name? Her name
yeah,
is Caitlin.
I'm going to need a last name. You got it?
I don't got the last name. I know it's Caitlin.
All right. So, Amanda, you want to steal?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark is correct. Amanda leading 2-1. Question number four. Amanda, you can win it right here. Kate, you need this one to tie. What movie features the song My Heart Will Go On by Celine
Amanda.
Dion?
Amanda. Kate.
Amanda.
Titanic.
Titanic is correct. Amanda, you win.
All I do is
Yay.
Win. No matter what, Woo! Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the
What are you up to this morning, Amanda?
Just driving to work.
How bad is it out there?
It's not horrible. It's been worse.
Yeah, it's going to be wet all day, and then another round of showers and thunderstorms tonight.
Yep.
Later this week, they're calling for a winter mix, I see.
Fantastic.
What? Like, what is that? Winter, you had
horrible.
Your chance. You had your chance in January. It's too late
yeah.
now. Thank you so much, Amanda. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Bill Ryan with you. The organization Unclaimed Baggage, I did not know this was an organization. I've never heard of this organization before, but Unclaimed Baggage, they have released their first ever found report, which makes me think that it is a new organization if it's their first ever found report. And this report tells us the most common, most interesting, and most valuable items found in lost luggage of passengers who flew in 2023. So the most expensive items found last year were a gold and diamond ring appraised at over $37,000 and a Cartier watch appraised at $26,000. Your question might be the same as mine. How do you let that go unclaimed? You make no effort at all to get your $37,000 ring back or your $27,000 watch? Well, honey, I lost my watch. I guess it's gone forever. As for the most fascinating finds of 2023, the most fascinating items found in lost, unclaimed luggage. Two live snakes. Can you imagine having to be the person to open up that bag? Like, that's your job, to open up unclaimed baggage, and then you find that surprise waiting for you? No, thank you. The other item found in an unclaimed bag, a funeral casket key. Again, I wasn't aware that caskets came with keys. I guess that makes sense that you would lock them. But once you close a casket, do you really want to open it again? I'm not sure. It's the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show, 216-474-0104. That is the number to call us. It is also the number to text us. So who has the loneliest job? I've been feeling lonely the past few days. I've been working mornings since 2000. I was thinking about all the people that I've worked with. There were always at least five people, I would say, working on the show that I was working on, because it was a few shows over the years. The last show that I worked on had nine people working on the show. So when someone was missing, sometimes you weren't even aware of it. You didn't even notice that day. But here at the Q Morning Show, it was just the two of us. So I'm going to be by myself for the next few weeks. And I was wondering, who has the loneliest job? What do you do for a living that you're always by yourself all day? And do you hate it or do you love it? 216-474-0104. The loneliest job. Next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. So I'm going to appreciate every phone call and every text to this show for a while now, as I'm all by myself on the Q Morning Show. And it's a little lonely right now, but do I have the loneliest job? That's probably not true. Let's go to Melanie right now. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Melanie, do you think you have the loneliest job?
I think I might have the loneliest job, yes.
What do you do?
I work at a bakery. I work the overnight shift doing all the baking of the stuff for the next day. I come in usually around 12 or 2 a.m., depending on what we have to bake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there all night by myself, which is great because I don't particularly like people very much. So
you prefer the graveyard shift at a bakery?
Absolutely. It's just me, the dough, kneading. It's great.
What are you baking all night?
It depends. Bagels, donuts, cakes, whatever they need for the next day.
And you enjoy this? Like, you enjoy the solitude?
I love the solitude. I'm not a people person. They tend to annoy me.
When do you see people at all at your job? Because I'm assuming it's not an all-night bakery, so you're there by yourself. When do you start seeing people?
Usually around 6:30, the owners and some of the other employees will start trickling in. So I have a couple of hours where I have to, interact somewhat, but I'm in the back baking, so, it's limited.
And they know not to talk to you.
I may give off that vibe.
Well, that was very nice of you and friendly of you to call into our show to tell us about that.
Of course. You said loneliest job, and I thought, I'm on my way home. I've just got in the driveway. Let me say, I have the loneliest job. I think I should win.
Thank you, Melanie. If you get a chance, ask your boss if we can give you a shout out. I want to stop by and have your unfriendly donuts.
They're delicious.
I never knew.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.